Vincentians are being urged to continue to practice safety measures even as the COVID-19 numbers continue to show a downward trend. The encouragement comes from Health Promotion Officer in the Ministry of Health, Shanika John.
This is going to be with us for a while. It's going to be with us similar to that of the influenza virus, dengue fever, you know, TB, etc. We're going to continuously see cases, and inside the Ministry of Health, we're going to come to a point where we may not be reported publicly to let the public know in terms of how many cases we're seeing and how many cases we've been tested, etc., unless it gets to that peak point where our positivity rate jumps high and we may need to have persons to take specific action. But it's going to be with us for a while. We know that people are not testing in particular, because I still have colleagues, friends who would say to me, I'm not feeling well, I'm just going to stay home for a couple of days, I'm not going to get tested. And so even that in itself is not a true reflection of what we're seeing. Mm-hmm. And then we know that there are people who are doing their home tests, who are seeing their positive results, and it's taking that personal responsibility to isolate themselves. I'm going to say personal responsibility because we're Vincentians, and we take personal responsibility for our actions, and we do the right thing. So I'm going to say that they take personal responsibility and stay at home, isolate themselves, and try to mitigate the spread from person to person.
Regionally, as many schools throughout the region reopen for the 2022-2023 academic year, there is a renewed call for measures to be put in place geared towards keeping schools, students, staff, and families safe in this phase of the novel coronavirus pandemic. Officials from the World Health Organization are encouraging countries to continue putting precautions in place to assure safety. Internationally, Aspen Pharmacare has signed a deal with the Serum Institute of India to manufacture and sell 4 Aspen-branded vaccines for Africa as it seeks to utilize its near-idle COVID-19 vaccines production lines in eastern South Africa. Aspen has a contract with Johnson & Johnson to package its COVID-19 vaccine into vials, and early this year extended its agreement to allow it to package, sell, and distribute the vaccine under its own brand, Aspenvax for Africa.